Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and the show today is on how to turn on the light, right? When we do sound, we can get people really peaceful and often even get them high, but certain times there's like this light comes on and people go into complete bliss, into oneness with the universe, and I've been thinking about, you know, how to do this, how to trigger that, because it's really the whole deal. It's really, it's the most fun of all to go into complete light and knowingness, right? So we're going to be talking about that. And so our intention is that the light may come on for everybody on the planet. That's all. Before we get started, though, I want to tell you about some things happening here at the Institute. We have our online certificate program that starts just about every week because it's ongoing enrollment, so you could actually start this week coming up. It's about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And we have 15 different instructors that give you a full perspective on how it all works. It's really about healing. So you can do treatments on yourself, treatments on each other. And it's also about raising consciousness, which is about getting high and just, you know, getting a wider vision. It's basically zooming out so that you got a wider perspective on everything. We are a vocational school, so we teach techniques that you can actually open up a business. We even have some techniques that you could use, like voice analysis or finding a person's home note that you can do over the internet and over the phone. So we also teach how the universe works based on vibration, right? How basically the way nature works and spirit, which is really about the frequencies, combinations of frequencies, and the musical flows within nature and spirit, and how they work within our body as well. And that program is 6 months, and it's Tuesday and Thursday nights, 6 to 8 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 to 1, all Pacific time. And if you can't make those times, you can always watch the video and do the class that way, or you could just watch the video for the whole thing, right? So we have the certificate program. We also have some individual classes that are coming up. I didn't even think to talk about this. Let me tell you about them. It's actually classes within our degree program. Let's see. Let me look inside my email really quick. Yeah, here we go. Okay. So we've got the classes that are actually in the degree, but anybody could take them. Or we actually have individual classes you could take and just a certificate. We've got the Sound of Nature class this Tuesday for $30, where we go through all the ways that nature heals us with sound, from just nature sounds to animal sounds. Sound of Love is starts on October 24th. We've got the harmonic structure of sound, the way harmonics work to create different sounds that are either activating or calming for different issues. We go through all the frequencies on November 19th. We go through all the frequencies for the body, sound physiology on November 21st, and the sound of chakras in February. We also have on November 14th the Tuning Forks class with Randy Masters. We just finished the voice classes with Vicky Dodd and Lakshmi. On November 17th, the class with Suzanne Sterling. Suzanne's like the master of the world at actually opening your voice. So if you got any throat chakra blockages, she's the one. She's really good at working with trauma as well. And then Sonia does her class starting December 3rd. She covers the whole range of voice and singing technique as well. And then December 8th, Lisa Raffel starts her class on boundaries and voice healing. And then October 13th, coming right up here, we've got Richard Feathers Anderson's class on sacred geometry. And then Randy's doing his class on January 7th. We have a Sanskrit class coming up that's starting up this week, actually. And a lot of people are signing up for this one, the Client Evaluation and Therapeutic Process class. with Dan Lappin. He goes to how, into precisely psychologically how to evaluate people and the therapeutic process that you would use sound with in conjunction, right? So that's a very detailed class, and that's on October 19th. So any of these classes, you don't have to be signed up for the whole degree or a whole certificate program. You can do them all individually. So if you're interested, you can, and you don't have the list, you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com, and I'll send you the list of the individual classes or send you a PayPal request so you can sign up. And of course, it's all on Zoom, right? So those are the individual classes. We also have our recording class going on online, although we're in the middle of it, so you would have to watch the videos. The next one is not going to be until like February, and that's how to run Pro Tools, how to use recording equipment to light people up, right? It's really really the deal. Oh, I don't think I was showing my screen. Huh? I'm still showing me. That's right. Okay. Oh, well, been there. Okay. So then we've also, in the recording class, you learn how to run Pro Tools, how to record, mix, and produce, right? And we use my book, the number one selling book in the world in audio recording and audio producing as well. And so those are the main classes we have right now. The other big thing we have happening is our 9th International Globe Sound Healing Conference. And we've already started interviewing people for it or having them do the presentations. We're going to present the presentations and do some live stuff on November 11th through the 15th. The whole conference is free. You know, everybody's selling their packages, so that's how we make money, right? Or how they make money and get benefit out of it. We also will sell the actual videos of the classes if you can't be there in time when it actually happens, right? But if it's actually free, and so you can just check it out. We don't have the link yet for it, so we don't have it up, but we'll have it up by Wednesday. And you can just search for Globe Sound Healing Conference, or not even search, just go to globesoundhealingconference.com, and there'll be links there where you can actually sign up. And it's really cool. We've got some amazing people that are going to be in it. I mean, Gary Malkin is like really working in detail in with hospitals on using music for therapy. We've got Zakiya Blackburn, who's like total light being and really very wise, been using sound for ages and has his own school. We've got Eileen McCusick, who's really famous for her bio tuning, where she uses tuning forks on the different auras, and just a whole array. But the cool thing is we're doing 10 to 15 minutes of sound before each presentation. And we made sure that they're good quality, so you can get really high just by joining the conference, you know, just by listening to the sound. We have some amazing, amazing throat singers that we've already recorded that we're going to be playing back for the conference. So anyway, November 11th through the 15th, globesoundhealingconference.com. We also have our therapy center here where we can use voice analysis to find out what's wrong with you and give you frequencies, a CD tuned to the notes that are missing in your system. Kay, who did this program, she did 20 years in hospitals to find different patterns based on your voice, and it's really effective. We also can find your home note where you're at peace. I'm a bee. B's the best note, right? And find basically your rhythm and your brainwave rate where you're at peace. And that's really good for your immune system and for actually being more creative to be healthy, where all of your organs go into place, and also to be able to access higher dimensions, right? So we also do chakra treatments and whole combo sessions with sound table, crystal bowls, full range of things. As well, we've got our store where we've got a full range of sound healing instruments, including crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, tuning forks. I mean, we got didgeridoos, we got our sound tables to vibrate you into bliss. We've got our sound lounges, we've got the sound pillows, we have the little bass pod and bass belt that you put on the body. You don't listen to it, it's just frequencies on the body. And we've got all the CDs, and the CDs for depression, for anxiety, for all different types of issues, including including just bringing you into love. And the frequency CDs that you don't listen to, you simply play them on the body with headphones, or you can use our bass pod or bass belt if to make them even more powerful. So we have them for nerves, tendons, ligaments, bones, muscles, endocrine glands. They're really effective for especially for pain, really effective for pain. So that's in our store at soundoflove.com. We'll take you straight there. And then we've got also Sound Therapy Center for all the therapies, but you can just go to soundhealingcenter.com to get to everything. We're also about to launch our Medical Sound Association site, where we're designing treatments to cure every disease. Don't say cure very often, but we're going to be saying it here in the future, to cure every disease on the planet. So we're working directly with doctors, right, to create treatment, or not treatment plans, but research plans for figuring out what frequencies, combinations of frequencies, how many frequencies do we need to actually be able to blow up a cancer cell or break up any disease, and all the frequencies of music for every part of the body and every system in the body, so we can actually resonate it into perfect harmony. Right? We also do have the medical sound, oh no, I'm sorry, the Sound Education Center ready. Just a couple more tweaks here. Let's see. Let me pull it up here. Oh, I gotta share my screen if you're gonna see it. Hold on, hold on. Okay, here comes sharing my screen. Okay, so here's the Sound Education Center. Oh, Sound Education Center. Oops, missed the Sound Healing Center. Sound Education, there it is. Okay, so we have about 500 exercises written out in fine detail for every age group from 3 months all the way up to 18 years. It's loading a little slow, still haven't shown up yet. So, in the meantime, you can also at Sound Healing Center, you can get to the store, the Research Foundation, the Therapy Center, and to all of our classes. So here's the Sound Education Center. And again, we've got treatments that are based on all, not treatments, exercises that are based on all the books on childhood development. We spent 3 years developing 2,500 exercises, and they're really effective for the kids. We got some really good feedback in a couple of Montessori schools. So that's cool if you're still doing homeschooling at home with your kids. And a lot of these the kids could do on their own after you get them going. So you could actually go work, which is a big problem these days, right? So those are the different things happening here at the Institute. So the interesting thing that I've been focused on the last few days is there's a lot of people that do sound, right, that get you still and be cool. But then there's people that do sound, full range of instruments, full range of possibilities of sound and voice, right? Instruments and voice. And these other people, all of a sudden, it's like you go into another realm, right? It's like pure bliss. I mean, I've had times where the whole room lights up with white light, right? Or I'm just getting chills, or people are just bawling because they figure out or put some aspect of their life that's been troubling in perspective. And all of a sudden, not only emotionally healed, but often physical issues go away, right? Sometimes it's just pure light. Sometimes I've been in spaces where it's like every question I could possibly come up with is answered. There's an answer for every question I could ever come up with, right? This complete knowing. And it's just amazing, right? It's really the best part. And a lot of people, if they don't know how to access that light, we'll just call it light realm. I mean, it's kind of, you know, in different Hindu and Indian traditions, it'd be samadhi. I mean, I haven't even checked out all the different terms for it, but there's, you know, religious traditions talk about this ecstasy, you know, and this whole state of transcendence. I mean, it's really well known. I'm just going to use the term light for it because it really encompasses a lot of different experiences. People experience it in different ways, right? But the trick is, you know, for people that know how to access it, it doesn't take much, right? It's like I've been asking people for the last 5 years, you know, how do you get into the zone where you're one with everything in the universe? And people say, well, just do it. You know, ding, and just like tune into it and go, ding, and it's done, right? It's just cool. But the whole thing is, how do you teach people that haven't done it before to be able to access it, right? I think the number one way that, well, I don't know if this is true, but it's one way that people do it is they will actually, let me just pull up a little mic here. They will actually just access it and then people sit with them and they often, not always at all, the people with them get it also. I know if I'm in a room with people that are accessing this fifth dimension, that's a good thing to call it, then I easily go there because I've been there many times now. And in the last few weeks, there's like this switch that's been turned on in my pineal and pituitary gland by the Hathor. So it's like really starting to access it a lot, right? So if someone else is accessing it, I can go there very quickly. And I can, now these days, in the last few weeks, I can kick it in pretty easily, right? Really kick it in really easily, right? And so just sitting with people that are in that zone, and it's satsang, right? We go and sit with people that are in love and light so we can absorb that energy. And that can be very cool. And that's one of the kind of the main way in the past that it's been done. You go and sit with spiritual leaders, even get a Shakti pot from a spiritual leader that will actually open up your channels, right? I mean, it can be really, really just like, ding, like really intense, right? So so that's kind of one of the main ways is being around people that are in light. Now, we could actually just use light. You know, it's like visuals like I've got on my screen where you like see like somebody lit up with light all around them and different visuals. Sometimes light could do it for some people, but if people never accessed it, light's not necessarily going to do it. Or just looking at a cool graphic is not going to do it, even if you're in 3D. You know, it could do it. It could do it. But, you know, if people haven't accessed it before, it's not, you know, it's not, I don't think of it as the best way. But, you know, it's like you're kind of, by using sound and light together, I mean, on concerts, right, you know, where there's like psychedelic visuals and lights and stuff, you know, that can totally take us into another dimension, right? And some people do go there, right, and especially if the music is right. So, you know, if it's loud enough and bright enough, it can do it, right? So that's another way. Before we go any further, I want to play something that actually brings me into the light. I play this one a lot because it's one of my favorites, but I'm going to play Enlightenment, which is about going into the light, enlightenment, right? So when I did this song, I really focused on that energy. So this is the shorter version. Let me play it and have you set your intention to go into this higher state of light and fifth dimensional consciousness, right? Where you're just lit up like a Christmas tree. And I'll go there as well. So you can help lead. Okay. Let me find the song here. There we go. Okay. Enjoy. So the whole deal is going to a place of peace and stillness, right? Like the end of a slow fade on a song like this on the home note. Anything that can bring you into a place of peace or stillness is going to help you access this higher state of consciousness more and more. But here's what's really interesting is I think often, and a lot of people talk about it, higher beings come in and open up the portal. That's what seems to be happening with me. They open up the portal through often the pituitary and pineal gland to access this higher state of consciousness. And all of a sudden it's like, bing, right? You're lit up. I mean, the Hathors have been coming in and doing work on the pituitary and pineal, right? And all of a sudden it's like you're lit up. So these higher beings aren't going to come in when you have this chaos or anxiety or fear or anger going on in your system, in your personality, in your emotions, in your physical body, because they don't vibrate at that level. So the more you can go to peace, I think the more chances that higher beings are going to go ting, tap you on the shoulder or tap you on the pineal gland and go ning, right? And that seems to be happening a lot these days, right? Even in the midst of what's going on the planet. I know I talked to five people that have had like major experiences in the last 2 weeks, right? It's like, including myself, right? So that's a very cool thing, is simply go to a place of peace. Now, as I might have mentioned, you know, it could be an accident that causes it, or, you know, or especially a near-death experience where you go into source and you bring that energy back. You know, it completely opens your heart. Or it could be a drug, you know, that opens you up, right? And then you get connected to that realm, and hopefully you can continue with it, but higher beings and or light opens up, and all of a sudden it's like, ta-da, right? You're in the zone. And it's like, the amazing thing about this zone, fifth dimension, this light, it's profoundly peaceful. I mean, profoundly peaceful. You're so still because you're just filled with energy. I often get like waves of energy coming down my crown through my whole body. Sometimes it comes in my heart. It's just goosebumps and chills. Sometimes the room turns purple, right? For me. So it's just the most beautiful and amazing. And then, as I mentioned, problems just seem to resolve, right? All of a sudden you get a much higher perspective on a problem, and it's like no longer an issue. Might still have to deal with it, but it's not, you know, there's not this anxiety around it because there's this peace and you get information on exactly what you need to do. Or again, it's like the shaman who knows exactly what plant medicine they need. And they can even sing that song of the plant to get the medicine, right? And so now all of a sudden you're way more intuitive where you're actually totally know what sounds to make for any issue in your body, emotions, mind, right? Or mind. I mean, it's like a total knowing state. It's very, very cool, right? Now, there's one song that's, well, it's not even a song, it's light language can do it. And I've got a recording of Judy Satori doing light language, and she's totally accessing higher beings. I think, oh yeah, she's actually accessing Thoth, right, who invented language. And so I want to play you a little bit of light language with Judy Satori to take you into light, right? Enjoy this one.
This set of transmissions is designed to pump new life into the cells, to lengthen the telomeres of the DNA, and improve collagen synthesis. Just listen and relax. There's nothing to say. Place your hands palm up to receive. Moko koko laki kosa suko sanako si. Mata kaso kosa la kesa shnon malako sa. E kesa to kesa le shtasa kota pokosa kuyaka. A glaso shtiaka. Mata to kota se shidamba da kasa na kota tidia. Mata kota sia. Ma kota tasia da shnon malako se da kosa da kosa la bedaka. La bedu kesa usho la bedu usho na shnon malako da bedu kosa la si. A little bit of koya, a little bit of koya, a bit of shona, a little bit of son of malakia. A look at a bit of koya, and a bit of shona, and shona, a little bit of kakia. Like a sea, to get set a cat as a good bit of key. Like a son of a cock, shona, a little bit of key. Lady, it is to go see the data, because it's a good sort of shona, a little sa. A look at a good sort of good to get a bit of shona, a lacus to see. A cock a lac, I say, the cassacre shona, and a car. At a bit of car. At a bit of card, good shooting, but I got to get a bit of car. It look at a bit of card, to get a bit of card, to put a good bit of card. Look at a bit of card, to put a good bit of card, to get a bit of card, to get a good bit of car. I could get a bit of card, to get a little bit of card, to get a bit of card, to get a bit of car. Motor could go to bed, to get a bit of car. Just breathe deeply for a couple of moments. And there's just a little more. It's to smooth and settle and create a firm foundation for the new. And we're talking about new life for your body, new life for you. More energy, more vitality. To turn the clock back in years. To feel amazing. To be well. Miki, kokoko sa lo ko se le jna ma ko sa te ya. Mata ko se lo kshto de psho na bela ko sa. Mata ko so na bela ko so chete shte mata ko se lo kshto na bela ki. La kaka ko ke ke se te lo ko se de jna mata ko sa la ko sa de di ya de bela. Lo ko sa la ki se bela jna na bela ko sa.
Wow. Things like that can do it, right? Oh my God. Now, there's also different frequencies for the pituitary and pineal gland, right? Let me play a recording of Tom Kenyon. Actually, let me play some frequencies first for the pineal gland. So I'm going to actually play the pineal gland frequencies from Peter Guy Manners. And these are just frequencies, no music. And this could light you up to access a whole nother realm. Check this out. See what you think of this. Completely different. Turn it up. It's so interesting, you know. It's like this is like the sounds that will open up the pituitary or pineal gland, but you still need that little extra tip, right, to open the light, right? So it's like you have to, you could use your intention and say, okay, I'm now going to access this higher state of consciousness while the pineal gland is opening, because this there's a little extra little step to get the light in. So just add it yourself now. I thought it'd be really good to do serious research and find actual frequencies that will light everybody's pituitary and pineal gland up. But different intuitives say you can't do that unless people are ready. It could really cause serious problems, right? I'm like, right? Just want to see if we can light people up any way we can, right? But at least people that are ready, we could actually accelerate it, right? So it could be very cool. There's also the recordings from Tom Kenyon, where he's channeling the Hathors, these beings from ancient Egypt, the aliens. And so this is them channeling the an attunement of the pineal gland through his voice. So again, tune in and set your intention to open up to these higher realms now. It's interesting, the sound that does it the most in that recording is the it's kind of like a little buzzsaw, right? It's very cool. But, you know, it's as much the energy of these Hathors channeling through Tom Kenyon's voice as it is the sound. So they're totally, you know, bringing you into that state with just the energy as well. And so it's always, and that's the key, is often the energy is the light switch, right? We can do the sound, but we got to turn the light on as well, right? Very cool. Now, another thing that does it for us, a lot of people, is just nature. I mean, especially light and nature and sparkles on the water. I mean, good. Everything, just every aspect of nature. the multiplicity of nature, where you tune into multiple things at once, takes you into that state of theta, which is where you are one with the universe. So when you tune into a view, you see, you actually go into theta. Whenever you tune into more than one thing at a time, you go into that zone, and nature has it down, right? So I want to play a song about the energy of nature called Creative Spirit. And let's access that zone with this, okay? Enjoy.
Thank you.
And of course, in ancient times, we had these different technologies that would allow us to go there, like pyramids, right? And so we had access, and we'd go inside the pyramid and totally take us out into these other dimensions. I'm sure they were using intention as well to actually light it up, but maybe just being on the acupuncture point of the whole planet, the main main point, and then also this incredible technology back then to totally take you out. We're developing sound chambers that are able to take you into this higher state of consciousness. It's going to look something like this if you happen to be on video here, so that you can go in and meditate in. It's actually going to be the king's chamber inside of a dodecahedron. So this would be, the sphere would be like a dodecahedron. The king's chamber would be floating inside with the octahedron around it. But we're going to be building these sound chambers in the next year to help bring us into this higher state of consciousness. But really, it's really the main thing is really just setting your intention. As my friend Zakaya said in his talk for the Sound Healing Conference, it's like abracadabra, which actually means, because I say it, it is so. I open up my third eye and crown and whole being to this higher dimension, which is our birthright, to bring in healing and enlightening energy, not only for myself, but for the whole planet. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. So again, we visualize the whole planet. Everybody on the planet living in the light. When you're in the light and you're one with everybody, there's no reason ever to hurt anybody. There's no greed, there's no selfishness. It's all for the highest good of everybody. May it be so now. Thank you for listening. And take care and hold this energy for the rest of the weekend and week ahead and months ahead and years ahead. And lifetimes ahead.